In today's video, I want to show you how to compete with your competitors.
Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the Restaurant Boss himself, Ryan Gromfin.
Hey everybody, Ryan Gromfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and the founder of therestaurantboss.com, as well as restaurantprofitandperformance.com. And today, I want to show you how to compete with your competitors. There's actually three ways that I teach my clients to compete with their competitors in their restaurant. The first way that we compete is through distinction. Now, distinction is probably the most important thing that you can have in your restaurant if you want an ultimately successful restaurant. Without distinction, you're just a commodity. You're thought of the same as anything else. And a lot of times, like gasoline or groceries that we buy, it really doesn't matter where we buy it. If you need groceries, you go to the grocery store and you get what's on their shelves. You know, a potato's a potato, an onion is an onion. For the most part, gasoline is gasoline. So you just kind of buy what's convenient. Maybe you compete on price. Maybe there's a grocery store that you go to or a gasoline station you go to because it's cheaper. It's because they don't have distinction. So let's look at gasoline again. A lot of the gas stations or the refinery companies try to put different ingredients and additives, and they tell you how their gasoline is different than their competitors. And that's an effort to create distinction, to create some brand awareness. So you buy their gasoline instead of the other brands, and they're trying to uncommoditize themselves. So when it comes to your restaurant, what's distinct in your restaurant? Why would someone eat at your restaurant instead of your competitors? If it's just price, you're gonna have a big problem. You may get people into your restaurant by running coupons and lowering your prices and doing all kinds of specials, but you're never gonna make the money that you need to have the joy and the freedom in your life that you deserve. So you have to find something deeper to compete with. It's gotta be the quality of your ingredients, the style in which you serve it. It could be particular menu items that you have that nobody else has on their menus. So I encourage you, if you're struggling to compete with your competitors, to look at what are you doing different in your food, in your service, in your presentation, in your restaurant, and does the community know that you do that different? That's the first way. The second way is through service. Again, we kind of go back to that distinction thing. When it comes to service, this is an area of distinction. How is your service better or different? Not necessarily better, it could be better, but it could also be different than your competitors. Let's look at like the big discount shopping stores like Costco. They use service as one of their points of distinction. I should say their lack of service. It's not that they have bad service, they're just a warehouse discounter. They don't offer a lot of service, so they're able to drive their prices down. That's one way that they compete. Some restaurants like Chipotle and other QSRs use service as a distinction model. They're able to give better quality food at the same or lower prices because of a lack of service. But the service that you get is still great service. So again, think about service as part of your model, not just in getting rid of it or adding more, but what do you do that's different? Do you treat your customers differently than your competitors? Do you treat them better? Do you offer something that others don't? Do you know your customers' names? Do you know what food they like? Do you know what drinks they like to order? What can you do with service in your restaurant that makes you different? Not better, not worse, just different than your competitors, so people will think of your restaurant instead of going to theirs. Then the third way to compete with your competitors is through community. How involved in your community are you? How involved is your restaurant in the community? Does the community think of your restaurant as a staple, or are you just another place to get food? Are you involved in community service, AYSO, soccer, baseball, all of the events going on? Do you support local charities? Do you support local churches? Is your restaurant always on the banners and in the newspaper for doing something great in the community, or are you just there to take money from your customers? This is another way that we compete. We love to support, as a consumer, we love to support people who are supporting us. So get your restaurant out in the community, partner with charities, partner with schools, partner with anyone who needs something that you can offer in the community. And it's a way to almost enriching to lift up your brand so that if it was a matter of, do I go to this restaurant or this restaurant, assuming food, prices, service, everything else was exactly the same, just the fact that they like you, they know you, they trust you because they see you all around town could be a reason that they eat at your restaurant instead of the other one. So again, to recap here, in order to compete with your competitors, we need to focus on distinction, service, and community.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.